This is the City of CS Show on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM 1240 AM, focusing on small business and real estate in the greater Colorado Springs area. Here's your host, Deborah Elliott Schultz.
Hello, welcome to the City of CS Show. I'm Deborah Elliott Schultz, your host and realtor with Mia Bella Properties, Epic Real Estate Group. We have finally launched our new marketing program where we're going to list your home for a flat fee of $3,500. This isn't a limited offer sort of thing. It's our commitment to give great value to our clients. We're also going to give back to our real estate buyers. If you want to know more about this, please go to cityofcs.com or call me at 719-641-1357. Again, that's 719-641-1357, or all the details are at the cityofcs.com website. As always, my goal is to educate and introduce you to small businesses in the Colorado Springs area. I've had some really interesting business owners on my show, and today is no exception. Today, my guest is Gina Coy. She's the owner of A Call to Order Professional Organizer. Welcome, Gina.
Thank you for having me, Miss Deborah. How are you today?
I'm doing great. So, you know, you and I became friends on Facebook, and I was like, professional organizer. You know, I have in my mind what a professional organizer does, but can you please tell our listeners, what does a professional organizer do?
Well, each of us does it a little bit differently. We're mostly owned and operated independently. I am a certified professional organizer, so I am credentialed here in Colorado Springs and through the National Association. What I do is I try to help folks with their lifestyle and their space. And it's not a one-size-fits-all kind of thing.
I bet.
So it depends on what they're looking for. Some folks come and say, hey, I need help in my home. Where in your home? Is it the clutter magnets like your island, maybe? Right? Or the entryway because you have four little munchkins running in and they drop everything right by the front door. Uh-huh. So it's really making your space work for you, and how do you want your space to work for you?
Okay.
And that's what a professional organizer does.
Okay. So in essence, you work with clutter and chaos.
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
So I've seen the hoarding show on TV. I'm sure, you know, a lot of us have, and it's very, very scary. I, as a realtor, I've been into hoarders' homes.
Absolutely.
And, you know, we know that this is typically, you know, a mental issue. So I'm sure you have to go in there and be very kind and just show them how things work. With that said, though, I mean, they're fighting you, I'm sure.
Absolutely. I want folks to know that it's always judgment-free. And if that's a scary thing, because sure. A lot of times, and folks who know me say, I go in and I'm unearthing the bodies and the skeletons in the closet a lot of times. So it's always judgment-free. But when you go into, and I am a hoarding specialist, so thank you for bringing that up, it is not like the shows. So we're not a lot of times going in and doing a clean sweep unless someone has passed. If someone has passed and the family comes in and asks us to do a clean sweep, that's something completely, and we're advocating for those folks. So okay. There might be new things that they're wanting to sell. There might be things that are of antique value, that kind of thing. So okay. We're there to advocate for them. We're not just taking a dumpster and pitching it all in.
Right. You're not a cleanup crew.
No, we're not that. I mean, sometimes that is what needs to happen, but that's not what we're doing.
Okay.
What we're there is trying to create habits for the individual who might be hoarding. We might be trying to create systems for that individual on when they are bringing things or they're still acquiring. Maybe we're trying to stop the acquisition.
Right.
And maybe bringing in some tools to help them not acquire. So those are things that we have to look at on an individual basis. Everything is always on the individual basis.
And just to clarify, what is a definition from your perspective as clutter?
So my definition of clutter is the lack of being able to make decisions on items as they come into your home or office. So let's take papers, for example. Everybody, that's one of the key things for folks. we are inundated with papers, magazines, junk mail.
Coupons.
Oh, coupons, the bane of my existence. And you get that coupon and you're like, I'm going to use that maybe later. And then it sits there and it sits there. Mm-hmm. Or you don't put it in the card. You don't put it in your briefcase or your purse or whatever that thing is. And then it expires. And then sometimes you go, well, I might want to look for that coupon again because I might want to go to that restaurant or whatever. And it sits there. But then here comes the pile of them.
Yeah.
And it's the lack of being able to make decisions. And then maybe it's the system.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have a system in place to be able to make the decisions or move it along. We hold on to things for a really, really long time. And it's being in the past versus looking towards the future.
Right, right. So how do you have a person decide what to throw away and what not to throw away?
Lots of questions.
Okay.
And it's different individuals and getting to know that individual. It's a very relational of conversation.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you're in real estate, correct?
Right.
Oh, yes. Yeah. It's not a one size fit all.
For sure.
We all want $1 million houses, right? No.
Don't want the payment.
Exactly.
Right.
But it's getting to know those individuals and what they want. Do they want a formal dining room? Do they not want a formal dining room?
Right.
Maybe they want that space, but they're going to use it for a play area and or maybe not. So it's really fine tuning what that individual needs.
You know, 20 years ago, we never heard of professional organizers. We just didn't.
Right. We've been around for about 40 years, actually.
Surprising.
Right.
Wow. But I think maybe it's just become more well-known because of the TV shows.
Absolutely. It's been a curse and a happy place.
Sure.
When someone calls me, a lot of times they say, I'm not a hoarder.
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
Because there's been that label. We're a society full of labels. And it's, okay, that's fine. That's great. But then on the other hand, there are those folks that are. And so I help folks that have mild cases to severe cases, such as hoarding disorder.
So how would a person hire a person such as yourself, a professional organizer, what would they be looking for? What kind of credentials?
Well, some of the things you might want to look at is, one, how long has someone been in business and how many field hours have they have? If they have only 20 field hours versus, say, 5,000 or 6,000 hours like myself.
Okay.
So that's something that they need to look at. Two, do you like their personality? I am a total smart aleck, so someone might not like that at all.
You know? I find you to be very personal.
Oh, well, thank you. But I'm a smart aleck, so there might be some teasing going on back and forth. I've had people hug me and I'm like, hey, I really don't like you today because I've made them make some hard decisions during that day. But then the next week, they're like, I love you so much.
Right.
I'm sure you've had that in your thing.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
yes,
like,
absolutely.
I don't want you to
absolutely.
Buy this house because you will never be able to sell it again.
Right.
Those are some hard things to go through. But then we also laugh and we cry. And there's someone who's on a journey with you as you're going through some of the things. And then there's also creating some of those habits. How many love that word diet?
No.
Okay, right? Mm-hmm. It's scary. And how many of us like change?
Right.
So you're
especially
with someone.
As you get older. And then baby boomers, I'm a baby boomer. And a lot of times, change is very scary. My husband's that way. I'm not so much. But, you know, I'd say the vast majority of my friends that are baby boomers have a real hard time with change.
And it's, is someone there who's going to be caring and considerate about it? And then there's sometimes that this is a non-negotiable if there's safety involved. And I'm that way. There's, no, you are not allowed to do that. Sorry.
Right.
And they go, whoa. Okay. Yeah, I totally get it. It's kind of.
So there's a certification that comes along with what you do.
Absolutely.
So
it's a 3-year, you have to have so many field hours and you have to take so many credits. Through the National Association. I'm also a member of the Institute of Challenging Disorganization, and those help folks who are doing studies and that kind of thing. And then you have to sit the test, just like you have to get licensed as a realtor in the state of Colorado. So you do that. And then after that, they decide if they're going to audit you or not. Have you really done all of this?
Sure.
And then you have to stay up with it. So you have to take continuing education, take all
no
of that.
Kidding.
Oh, yeah.
So you're licensed through the state of Colorado then?
Not through the state. It's through the National Association.
Okay.
And so I'm...
That's amazing. Very surprising.
So
you also probably critique offices too, right? Businesses?
Absolutely. We can do that as well.
That must be very different than from doing a home.
Absolutely. Having worked in corporate America for a long time and for a Fortune 500 company, I can work in businesses. So with my business, you know, some clients want to go from having an all paper file system and go to digital. How does that look? What does that look like? That kind of thing. I don't work with large businesses. So a Hewlett Packard out there or someone like that, that's not who I work with.
Small businesses, such as the people that I have on my show.
Absolutely. A micro business, a solopreneur, those types of business, or someone who's only got three or four people. What does that look like? Those are perfect people for me because they're wearing 92,000 hats.
Yep.
And which one are they switching off today? If they're wanting to be more effective, more productive in their business, that is a perfect person for me.
Gotcha. Okay, we're going to take a break. When we come back, Gina's going to continue to tell us how to be organized and stay organized.
Are you in the market to purchase or refinance a home, looking to invest in real estate, or are you currently renting a home? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then let us help you. My name is Ryan Herbig, and I'm the branch manager for American Liberty Mortgage in Colorado Springs. We are a full-service local lender who will work with you personally to finance real estate in Colorado. We will meet with you in person. We are not a voice on the phone. Whether it is buying the home of your dreams, investing in real estate, or refinancing an existing home you own, we can help. Our customer service and communication is second to none. There have been many changes in the mortgage industry in the past few years, and we can guide you through the process. If you would like to be treated with the respect you deserved, please call us at 719-228-6055 or visit us online at almortgagesprings.com. We look forward to working with you. Again, you can reach us at 719-228-6055, NMLS 1462. Regulated by the Division of Real Estate.
I'm Mark Major with the Troubleshooter Network. If you're trying to sell your house in the Pikes Peak region, there's good news. It's a seller's market. But there's bad news, too. Most realtors are charging 3%+ to sell your house, and that's not fair. But Debbie Schultz, or as I call her, the Game Changer, is selling it for one flat fee. $3,500, she'll sell any house. On a $400,000 house, she'll save you close to $8,500. Visit cityofcs.com for all the details. That's cityofcs.com.
Welcome back to the City of CS Show. Here's your host, Deborah Elliott Schultz.
I'm talking with Gina Coy, and she is the owner of A Call to Order Professional Organizers. So Gina, what other services do you offer?
Time management seems to be a real trigger point because everybody seems like they're running Mach 2 with their hair on fire.
Oh, yeah.
What am I going to fix for dinner? I've got to walk the dog. I have this many projects at work and that kind of thing. So a lot of times people just don't know how to manage time. Now, that's a misnomer. To me, it's how are you managing yourself and really what priorities are there? So we do a lot of that. A lot of times it's not just the stuff. It's where are you going to let certain things go? And what are really important to you. So that's a big thing for us. One of the things that I work with really busy moms is maybe meal planning. What can you let go and what can you not let go? That's a big deal. There's lots of resources. Finding the right resources sometimes is a service that we provide. Being a native... I know lots of people kind of like you. Yeah. So we want to make sure that we're finding the right sources, finding where to donate sometimes or finding the next home for items is a big thing that we do. Sometimes we do design services. Maybe it's that closet or that garage or relay out your office. We do those kinds of things.
So, you know, most of my guests on the show, even though they might have a brick and mortar type of business, they also have an office at home.
Absolutely.
And I'm frankly going to admit this. My office is just a disaster because I've got real estate here and stuff here. I've got radio show stuff here. I've got promotion stuff here. So you go in and you, I imagine what you do is you say, hey, Debbie, this is a container you need for this. And this is why.
Absolutely.
And this is what you can do over here. And if we can get rid of this over here, you'll have more room for whatever you need to do, Debbie.
It's having the right systems, okay, the right tools, and the right habits to make all of those plates spin in your life. Your life is completely different than mine. It's completely different than Susie Q down the street or Tom or whatever. But it's making your life work better. And it's based on how you learn, how you process, what things are going on for you. And that's what really, it's not a one size fits all. It's not, let's put it all in a box.
It makes sense.
And label it, because that's not maybe how you learn. Do you like closed things that you put it in a box or a cabinet and that's how it works for you? That's great. But some people are very visual. And if they, you put it in a box or in a file drawer, it is the black hole and they never see it again. We have to organize differently for them. And my husband will kill me for saying this, but he files by pile. And okay, that's totally fine. It's okay. It doesn't have to be Better Homes and Gardens, but we make those piles have meaning. And then if you come in and you have an assistant or you have a housekeeper or you have someone else, do those piles have meaning? And they know what those piles have meaning.
Okay.
And so we do emergency preparedness. You know, a lot of times, especially in the baby boomer group of folks, the husband took care of everything or the wife took care of everything. And then that person is gone.
That's what happened to my mom and dad.
Yep. Okay.
Yep.
And then guess what?
Mom was lost. Totally lost.
All right.
I had no clue.
We have a total system that now mom isn't lost, or you're not lost because
everything is filed. And we know where to go.
You know, exactly. But guess what? Now we're in an electronic age. There's passwords for everything. You have a password for Kleenex nowadays because you blew your nose. So
that's one way of looking at it.
But, you know, you have an electronic thumbprint now for everything. And if something happened to you, does your company know how to turn things off, turn things on, make it keep going? Or your husband... Because you don't want it still turned on if you pass.
Right.
Unfortunately, heaven forbid, something happened
so
today.
So you really plan life. You really do.
And we talk about those things. But someone
you do have to be organized. You just do. Because if not, it's all chaos. And truly, how productive can a person be if they're working in clutter? You just can't.
I learned
that myself.
You can't. And that's the thing. But what's truly important, and God bless America, we have so many choices. And you can do anything that you want to do and be anything you want to be and learn anything you want.
Sure.
And all of that. But what really is it that is important to you? And that's why you can pick and choose all of our different things. And we talk about that. We always give a free assessment.
Okay, great.
And then we talk about it. And then you can hire us for this project. And then, okay, we're done with that. And then you can hire us for another project. And I have clients that have been with me for 8 years. And I have clients who have been with me for 3 months. And people, that's the way it is. I mean, I had a client from 5 years ago invite me to the graduation because we are friends for life.
Yeah. And how it happens in real estate too. So really, no job is too small, I guess?
No.
Okay.
No. And no job is too large because we really do the assessment. And if we are not the right fit, we are not going to take it.
Right. No, I get that. Same thing with real estate. Gotcha. Okay. So if a person wants to reach you, how can they reach you?
You can always go to our website, which is a call to order co.com, or you can reach us at 719-231-5425.
And I'm sorry, what is your website again?
It's a call to order co, a call to order co.com.
Okay. And your phone number is 719 231-5425.
Correct.
Gina, thank you so much for coming on the show today. You've educated me and I'm sure our listeners. And it's really remarkable how this type of business is growing and continues to grow. But you know what? It's very much needed.
Thank you so much for having me today. And I hope to do more with you.
Oh, absolutely. So if you're like Gina and you have a local business that you would like to inform the public about, I'd love to hear from you. You can send me an email at cityofcs@aol.com or you can call me at 719-641-1357. And if you're thinking about selling your home and you want to save a substantial amount of money in real estate fees, give me a call again. That number is 719-641-1357. You can always go to the cityofcs.com website to check us out, see what we have to offer in the world of real estate as far as selling your home or as acting as your agent for buying a home. And you can always go to the KRDO News website and you can find me there also. Please be sure to like us on Facebook. We'd appreciate that. A big thank you to Ryan Herbig. He is with American Liberty Mortgage. Ryan has all the answers to your mortgage questions for purchasing or refinancing. You can reach Ryan at 719-228-6055. Thanks for joining us today. We hope you have a great weekend. And remember, it's never too late to become the person you're meant to be.
Are you in the market to purchase or refinance a home, looking to invest in real estate, or are you currently renting a home? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then let us help you. My name is Ryan Herbig, and I'm the branch manager for American Liberty Mortgage in Colorado Springs. We are a full-service local lender who will work with you personally to finance real estate in Colorado. We will meet with you in person. We are not a voice on the phone. Whether it is buying the home of your dreams, investing in real estate, or refinancing an existing home you own, we can help. Our customer service and communication is second to none. There have been many changes in the mortgage industry in the past few years, and we can guide you through the process. If you would like to be treated with the respect you deserved, please call us at 719-228-6055 or visit us online at almortgagesprings.com. We look forward to working with you. Again, you can reach us at 719-228-6055, NMLS 1462, regulated by the Division of Real Estate.
Hi, this is Deborah Elliott Schultz with Mia Bella Properties, Epic Real Estate Group, and I'm revolutionizing the way homes are sold here in Colorado Springs. My team and I are now offering a one flat fee to represent you in the sale of your property. You'll still get full service representation for just $3,500 flat, no matter how much your home sells for. Most real estate agents here in the Colorado Springs area typically charge 3% to represent you as their listing agent. Right now, the average home price in Colorado Springs is over $250,000. 3% of that is $7,500. But with me and my team at Mia Bella Properties, if your home sells for $125,000, your fee is $3,500. $500,000 home, $3,500 fee. $1 million home, $3,500 fee. Just go to cityofcs.com, click on the real estate section for more information and the full list of services and details, or call 719-641-1357. At Mia Bella Properties, we make your real estate experience more affordable.
What do you get when you combine the best mortgage broker in the Pikes Peak region with the best realtor? The Dream Team. Simply put, you get the most powerful home buying team that I've ever met. I'm Mark Major, and Debbie Schultz and Ryan Herbig have teamed up to make your home buying experience stress-free. You'll get great mortgage rates, great service, and the best negotiators, along with the best guarantees in the industry. If you're looking to buy a house, check out this Dream Team on our exclusive referral list at referrallist.com.